Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Em, and with a new year comes a new series, and that's five things. Because can we just get to the point already? I'll still be interviewing some of the most inspiring women out there who are making moves, only we're going to get right to the good stuff. So we're talking the five key takeaways to get you all of the value in a quicker, snappier, more digestible episode. So with that, here's five things with Jennifer Fisher.
Jennifer, hi, and welcome to the Big Move Podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We're so excited to have you today. I just told you that I moved from London to the Connecticut area, and I feel like the stars aligned for us. This conversation was meant to be. I went into my new coffee shop here, and I'm at the register paying, and you have a line of salt, right?
I do.
And it's right in the front at the register.
We're at the granola bar? Where were you?
Exactly. I was at the granola bar.
You were at the granola bar. We love them. It's so funny. The discovery of the granola bar is kind of amazing. I feel like it's like the Erewhon of Connecticut. Like everyone goes there.
That's like the perfect comparison, I
would say. It is. It is. I need to get out there. I've never met them, but hi, ladies. I need to come and see you.
I love that. So welcome, welcome. We're so excited. We're going to dive into everything. For those that don't already know who you are, do you mind giving our audience a brief background?
No, of course. My name's Jennifer Fisher. I am a jewelry designer. I live in New York City. I've got two kids, a 16-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old son. I've been doing jewelry now since my son was born. So we are now going on 17 years, basically. I do also have, I dabble in food and kitchen and lifestyle. I've done collaborations with CB2. I have my own line of salts. I have my own fragrance. We kind of do a lot. I've even made boots. So we like to dabble in everything, but we're pretty honed in on what we like to do.
Yeah, I love that. So I know you first and foremost as a jewelry designer, but I love the fact that you're such a foodie. So I can't wait to ask you a bit more about that later.
I mean, we all have to eat three times a day. So, you know.
Absolutely. So as a first question, I always love to ask my guests about their big moves. Is there like a big move or like a pivotal turning point in your life that has really helped to like shape your story and sort of share more about like who you are?
You know, people ask me questions that are sort of similar to that, but different. And I never like to credit one thing in my career that has really shaped who I am. It's really everything that I've gone through, all of the downfalls, all of the rejection, all of the bad, all of the good, all of that has really like, that's been my big move, is really being able to sustain through these years of hard times, good times, and still, you know, staying relevant as a brand and growing as a brand. Like, I think that, you know, the big move kind of happens daily, you know, for me. I'm grateful every day that I have the opportunity to go and do this again and to wake up and to be here. But, you know, I never like to credit one thing in particular. I've been through a lot of different things. I've done, you know, back in the day, the Vogue CFDA Fashion Fund, but I don't credit that to my career. I just, you know, there's so many things. You know, there's celebrities that we've had. There's collaborations we've done, like the thing with CB2, you know, that's helped me go into the world of lifestyle. But there's so many things that I would attribute to that. I would not say it's one particular moment that, you know, was like a light bulb moment for me that I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is what we're going to be. And this is, you know, we've made it. Every day I still sort of feel like, you know, we've never made it. We're still working towards a goal.
Yeah. I actually love your answer. And I feel that, like these little building blocks. And then I always say, it sounds so cheesy, but like, I'm chipping away. I chip away every single day. You know, I do a little bit each day.
Yeah.
So I relate to that. I love that.
That's not a little thing. That's a big thing. Those things that we do every day to evolve and to grow and to build is really what, those are the building blocks of anything that we're really trying to achieve, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you obviously do so much. You're an entrepreneur, a founder, jewelry designer. You have, you know, your food line, all of the above, parent, wife, friend, like all the things. Like, how do you do all that you do? Do you have a life hack? Is there something that enables you to do it all?
People, you know, ask me, you know, how do you do it? How do you get so much done in one day? And I always say, and I don't like to sound cliche, but I do really believe that every day is a gift, that we, you know, are, and this really has sort of hit home for me. My father died this summer. I was very close with my father. And my father died pretty suddenly. And he was sort of this big, huge personality, like the light in the room. And I've always had that feeling, that mentality of, you know, every day is important and it's important to be here and to give your most to every single day. I wouldn't be here if I didn't have that belief. But since he passed away in July, it's really highlighted and heightened my energy and my drive and my want to really get and squeeze out of every day as much as I can. Because, you know, there's things that you sort of are like, oh, I'm too busy to do that, or I'm too tired to go to that. But every time you show up to something, something happens. You know, every time I go to a party, or every time I take a meeting, or every time I take a phone call, or I do something, you know, even just meeting you on this podcast, every time we do something like that, that takes us A, out of our comfort zone, and B, has forward momentum in our life and our careers, is huge in building. And that to me is the most important thing. It's like is every day to take those opportunities that are given to you, you know, and take them and make the most out of them. And I've honestly seen, and I'm not a huge woo-woo person, but like since I've sort of taken that when my father has passed away, like sort of, okay, I'm going to take your energy because you were the light of my life. You taught me so much as a businesswoman, as an entrepreneur, as a human. Work ethic, everything, that I'm going to take that and I'm really going to throw this into overdrive and really make the most out of it.
Absolutely. And like, I'm just like getting chills because first of all, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And talk about something to like really put everything in perspective, right?
Sometimes
it takes that.
You know, we're very lucky, you know, most of us are very lucky humans that don't have to deal with high levels of grief, or, you know, at least I personally, my experience in life is I had not had that that moment of having to grieve the loss of a parent or someone very close to me ever before. And it really puts things into perspective. I think you have a choice. And I talk about this all the time. You have a choice how to deal with grief and how to deal with loss. And I think you have to remember the real, you know, the positive times. You know, I was very lucky. He was 84 years old. I had 84 years of an incredible father. Not many people even have that opportunity to have a parent like that. So you got to put it into perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I guess like on the note of holistic health, wellness, mental health, is there something that comes to mind for you that you would want to share or offer to female listeners?
Oh, of course. I mean, there's so much I want to share. I've been through so much. You know, I always say I'm not like a green juicer. I'm not one of those. I really believe I have Hashimoto's. I have thyroid disease. So my entire life, I dealt with inflammation in my body. And not feeling good and feeling tired and feeling sluggish and having brain fog and not really performing to the point that I felt that I really should be. And I started reading a bunch of books and, you know, I was gluten-free, but I wasn't grain-free and I wasn't dairy-free. And, you know, I've never been like a huge, you know, I was one of those ones. Yeah, of course, in the early 2000s, I was addicted to bars because I was working as a stylist and I didn't have much time to eat. And I thought I was being healthy by eating bars and by doing all those kinds of things, which now that I know obviously are not good for you unless they're the right kind. But reading a bunch of books, you know, one book I always say, you know, I read Will Cole, Ketotarian. He's amazing. I took parts of his book. I've taken books from like Mark Hyman and different people that I've sort of respect in that anti-inflammatory world. And I took that and I implemented a lot of those things into my life. And yes, I do have the salt line. The salt line has existed for a long time, but now that I eat anti-inflammatory, so I have no legumes, no dairy, no gums. Everyone, read your labels and your hot sauces, ladies. You've got gums in it. It's in everything that you consume and that you buy.
Nut milk.
I have almond milk. Those are like the I shouldn't even say a brand. Sorry, but like any, like you can't. They're filled with gums.
Totally.
You have to, like my coffee that it's you know, you have to make sure you don't realize you think you're being healthy. And then, you know, I people tag me on Instagram all the time on my food account on Jennifer Fisher Kitchen. I have a food account for the salts and all my cooking. And they'll have this beautiful salad. And I actually called someone out the other day who's actually kind of a big health person. And she had this salad dressing next to her salad that I know has safflower oil in it. I'm like, so you're doing so well, but then you're ruining it by putting that salad dressing on that beautiful salad. So simple tips, and I mean, I can go on and on about how to eat and how I mm-hmm. believe and what works for me. I always say mm-hmm. what works for me might not work for you. I'm not a nutritionist. I don't try to give health advice. I've been on that roller coaster that I think so many women are on. I bought the vitamin vitamins. I saw the nutritionist. I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough that I have had the expendable income to go and see those kinds of people. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, none of that works. What works is making a conscious choice to put the right foods and, you know, liquids into your body. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple. I was out last night for drinks with someone and we were having this conversation about how easy it is. It's really just a mind shift. And a mindset of making it a lifestyle, not a diet.
I love that.
I mean, I could go on and on.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I have follow-up questions, but I'm nodding because I'm coming from living 6 years abroad. The mm-hmm. food that you buy there, the food products that you buy there are very different. So when you were talking about gums and like additives and things in your food, I go on and on and on about my husband to this. And he's so sick of hearing me. So I'm happy I can speak with you about it. But it's like there's way less ingredients in a product that you buy at a grocery store in London versus in America. Like there's such a massive difference. And that really like sort of helped me. So coming back to America, it's interesting, like going into the grocery store, seeing like 25 options of salad dressing versus like three.
Just make your own. Make your own. Just make your own. That. Just make your own. It takes 2 seconds. Make your own. Squeeze a lemon, olive oil, Jennifer Fisher salt. You're good. Like, you know what I mean? And even to your point, like the things even, and I think it's really about buying less packaged goods of foods that are already made. So I really mm-hmm. think like I tell my kids, it's so funny. I got a text message from my daughter yesterday because we have this family text and I'm always like, how much color did you eat today? What did you eat for lunch? And I'm never, you know, listen, I know my kids are going to go to Chick-fil-A with their friends. They're going to go eat pizza. They're going to do all that stuff. And they're mm-hmm. going to continue to do that. I mm-hmm. don't try to push the way that I eat onto my children, but I do try to teach them, you know, when you're going out, like pick that machine. She sent me a picture of this quinoa salad that had like rainbow peppers and things. And I was like, that's a great choice. Much better than, you know, some of the other things that I know that you're eating for lunch. So I'm just trying to make my kids aware of it too. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's simple things like eat simple proteins, eat simple mm-hmm. vegetables, and then season it yourself. Like it's really not that hard. And everyone always says to me, oh, you're so restrictive. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm like, I was at Chipranis last night drinking champagne and having tuna tartare and an endive avocado salad. Like I just didn't get the cheese on the side, you know what I mean? On it. You can go out, you can do everything that everybody is doing. You have to just be specific in how you order it.
Totally. Just like those simple tweaks that we can make and really just like paring it down.
Just cut up vegetables and make your own salad dressing and grill a piece of chicken or fish.
Yeah.
And you're
good. I love that.
Eggs.
I love that. So I know you have so many food recipes. Is there one that comes to mind that's like gone viral or like something you could share with us?
Okay. There's two. There's one that is not on my anti-inflammatory program, which is my mom's Da Bomb banana bread, which is my mother's banana bread recipe, which during COVID sort of like went crazy ham. The banana bread recipe is very, very popular. And then also something called spa tuna that I make because I despise mayonnaise. I have like and I know there's vegan mayonnaise and I know you can make your own aioli that doesn't, there's something about the white creaminess that I can't do, but I love ranch dressing. So I do a ranch that's made with, coconut yogurt, but the spa tuna, I think I've got 10 versions of this tuna because there's a lot of other people that feel the same way as me. They don't love a mayonnaise-y tuna. And this is more of a Mediterranean. You can put whatever vegetables in it you want. You can make it spicy with jalapeno, but you can use my salt. And it all sort of ties back also to this mustard vinaigrette that I make because it's the easiest dressing. I literally make it by like the gallons to keep into my fridge because it goes like in my house so quickly. Because it's clean. Like it doesn't have all of those shelf stabilizers in it or bad oils. Okay. So yeah, those are the spa tuna and the banana bread have been sort of the viral recipes on the website.
Okay, perfect. We're going to link out to those in the show.
Oh, good.
Notes, so thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
So as one of my last questions, what lights a fire in you? Like what keeps you moving? Why do you do all that you do?
I do it for a few reasons. I do it as a role model for my kids as a parent, because I want my kids to understand and to see the power of a working mom. Because to me, that's very, very important. My mom worked with my dad. It was a great, I loved seeing that. I do it because I love it. I really love what I do. I am so lucky to, you know, people are like, how did you get there? It took so long to, yeah, it took a really long time to get here. And I work my ass off every fucking day. Sorry, can I swear? But I
do. Absolutely.
And I fight for this because I love it and I see the potential of it. And that's exciting. And it's fun. Like, why? I mean, I literally feel like I'm the luckiest person in the entire world to get to go and do this every day and have the opportunity to talk to people like you and to do all of these things. You know, it's fun. And it's also, it's something that I've really always wanted my entire life. And it sort of has shaped itself. I never said I wanted to be a jewelry designer. I never said that I wanted to make salts and go into lifestyle or have, you know, a CPG and all of, you know, do make furniture like I did for CB2, but it all has naturally evolved, from me being true to myself. And that's another thing I like to say to people. For so many years I thought that I had to be a certain way to fit into this box of what fashion says that you're supposed to be when you work at a certain level. And I wasn't really being myself, to be perfectly honest. And when I finally was like, fuck this, I'm going to be myself. I'm so done having to like feel that I have to be this person or, you know, this 1%. And it's not who I am. It's not who my brand is. And that's when things really changed and shifted for me, because I think there is the power of really just truly being yourself. And not being afraid to be yourself.
I love that. I love the fearlessness and like the fiery passion I can hear when you talk about that. So like, thank you for sharing that. And I kind of said this to you before we started recording, like, I do feel like you have that like New York hustle. Like, I do feel like, has that been ingrained in you? Was that learned or did that come later when you like found your passion?
Oh no, Emily, I would have sold you. I was the kid that would like pick the avocados in your backyard and like sell them back to you. Like I grew up in a tiny little town, which is now, famous for celebrities that live there. But when I lived there at the time, it was a little sleepy surf town. It was Montecito in Santa Barbara. And like, we were bored and we didn't have a lot to do. So we would like go and sell stuff. Like we were lucky enough that there were trees in our backyard that had fruit on it and things. So we're like, let's go sell that. You know? So we were always, you know, I would go pick flowers out of my neighbor's yard when I was little and like go sell it back to them. And my parents would travel when I was younger. So I started my first company. It was a button earring company. I started with my babysitter. By the time my parents got back from Vegas from like a 3-day weekend, I had cards. I had the earrings made from like the craft store. And I was like going to stores trying to sell them. Like, I've always been a major hustler and I love to sell. That's just always been like, that's just who I am.
No, I love that. I love the backstory. It makes so much sense.
Yeah, it's fun.
So as one of my last and final questions, my God, this has been so fun. I could talk to you for hours.
So fun.
Ultimately, as we embark on a new year, 2023, like, what do you want to leave our audience with? Can be anything.
I think 2023, you know, listen, we've all had such hard, like with COVID, we've all had such a really hard time, just kind of dealing with our lives, everyone just trying to make it through what we've all gone through. You know, I think no one really realizes how major that was, what we all had to live through and come out of. I think we all have to be a little bit kinder and gentler to ourselves coming out of this with our new lives that have evolved from that. All of our lives have changed from that. But I think that you have to be fearless in your forward mobility of what you are now and what our lives are. You know, the economy is different. Some of us might not have the same jobs. Some of us might not want to be doing what we were doing before. I think that you have to go into 2023 as like the year of like, I'm going to do what I want and I'm going to be true to myself. And it's going to all work out because it always does. They always say it's just time. It's always like, you know, if you feel like something isn't really working, just give it time, you know, because you're going to have those good times. It was Tom Hanks was doing this. I'll quote him. It was something about, he was on a podcast. He was talking to a bunch of people and he was saying, you know, you have those good times, but in time, that's going to end. You have those bad times, but in time, that's going to end. So it's always back to time. You know, it's going to go up and down and you're going to have these really big highs. You're going to have these really big lows, but you just have to always remember time.
Absolutely. Like, this too shall pass.
Yes, exactly.
I love that. I think it's perfect advice. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. What is next for you? Is there anything exciting coming up that you want to share with us before you go?
Yes, we have a lot of exciting things. There's things that I can't really talk about, but there's things that people have been asking for. So like if you don't follow my food, follow me at Jennifer Fisher Kitchen. That's where I cook pretty much every day for my kids. I've got grocery lists on there. I've got my pantry list, things that can kind of help you eat in that anti-inflammatory way. All of my recipes are on my website in the recipe tab. You can also buy my salts there. But I just cook in the kitchen and like hold my iPhone and like do what I do, but I'm trying to like just teach people how to make simple things. But there's something coming of that. That will be bigger, which will be very fun. And I'm very excited about that. We're working on it now. There's more things in the jewelry world that are taking us into different categories, which are really, really exciting. There's a lot going on. So we're just trying to kind of just make, move forward with new partnerships and new collaborations and things that make sense for us as a brand and what, you know, we really want to be doing. And I always say, like, don't try to put me in a box. We're kind of weird. You know, people are always like, jewelry and salt, it doesn't make any sense. I'm like, okay, so what? Why does it have to make sense? And why can't we do what someone hasn't done before?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I love that. And yeah. Where can we find you on Instagram? And where can we find your food recipe?
My food recipes are on www.jenniferfisher.com, which is my website. So you can shop my jewelry there. We've got hoops. We've got everything. Charm necklaces. If you've just had a child, if you want to commemorate something, that's really how my business started when I had my son, Shane, was my first dog tag. So you can buy all of that jewelry there. We customize it just for you so you don't have the same thing as everyone else. On Instagram, I'm at Jennifer Fisher Jewelry. Not the Jennifer Fisher. That's just a place card holder. That's not my account. That's actually just my name that we hold. But it's at Jennifer Fisher Jewelry for the celebrities and all the jewelry and to show, you know, we show with style and all that kind of stuff and our day to day at work. And then Jennifer Fisher Kitchen for all of the food.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you so much. And while I have you, I am going to share a code that we have for listeners to shop, which is amazing. And thank you guys so much.
We've never done this.
Okay.
I'm super excited about this. Yeah.
So you guys can use code THEBIGMOVE15 at checkout. It's going to be 15% off on the jewelry collection only, not on the salts or the merchandise, and it cannot be combined with any other discount codes. It's going to be live from the month that we go live. So for 30 days from the live date, you guys shop their jewelry. It's amazing. I have your Michelle hoops on right now.
Nice. I saw that. I love those on you. Those are named after one of my best friends. Her name is Michelle Gerson. She's an incredible interior designer. Those are the Michelle. She was one of my first friends I met in New York.
I love that. Okay. And as a last and final question for those that may shop around a little bit, your collection is massive. Can you name a couple of your favorites and narrow it down for us?
So if you're new to hoops, I would go for, so you've got on the mini Michelles. The mini Michelles are actually fantastic because there's a Lily that's a little bit thinner. The Michelle is like that perfect in between hoop tube hoop that doesn't feel too thick. Then above it is the Natasha. I would start with a mini. Like what you have on. So everyone can see the sizing here. It's like a perfect size. It can go day to night. You can wear it all the time. If that feels too big, get a huggy version. If you want a little bit bigger, you can get the baby version. Start there with hoops because it's a smooth, super lightweight. That's another thing. They're really lightweight. They're weightless. And then if you want to go into the fine jewelry, I always recommend starting with our long link chain with one of our dog tags or one of our circles to represent something really, really important in your life. We do gothic lettering. We do minimal block. We do anything you want. And what's so cool is you can combine letters, numbers, everything, symbols, and whatever charm you have, no one else is going to have. So perfect. I always suggest with like a simple charm and a simple chain, and then you can build your life on it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Jennifer. This was like such a fun convo. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me so much, Emily. It was so nice to meet you.
Of course. So nice to meet you too. Thank you so much.
Come see me in the city.
I will. Absolutely.
I'll meet you at the granola bar out there.
Perfect. Done and done.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast and at mroberts.m. We always love connecting with you, and we'll catch you next time.